With this year, and we enter Shem in this new series, I hope to take famous machlokesim and shitos brought down in the Mishnah and Gemara and analyze them based on the personalities and lives of the prospective Tanaim and Amoraim involved. I hope you find this to be insightful. We start off with some of the more famous bar plugtas in Shas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Nachman Cohen actually wrote a book on the subject entitled The Encyclopedia of Talmudic Disputes and Perspectives, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. From the little bit I read, I hope to Mitzvah Shem reference this work at a later point. Today I hope to do a brief introduction to Rabbi Yochanan. For future Shirim will Mitzvah Shem be dedicated to the introduction to Reish Lakish and the analysis of the Shitos, and this is how I hope to format the series in general. I find it very fitting to start with Rabbi Yochanan because of his centrality in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan is mentioned literally thousands of times in Talmud Bavli alone, as credited by the Rambam and others, of playing a central role in the development of the Talmud Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Tveria, but the way he got there is a story in and of itself, as we'll see. Before we get there, we need to start from the very beginning, in utero. We start off with the Gemara in Yuma. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Bezo and Aleph tells us that Ubra Shehericha Machi Nosa Ajateshev Nafsha. The Mishnah tells us that if a pregnant woman smells food on Yom Kippur, we feed her until she is satisfied, because when a woman smells food and she craves it, it is a sakana to her and the fetus if she does not fulfill her cravings. So we let her eat on Yom Kippur. The Gemara on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, a little later, says how he ubra de'archa, there's a woman, a pregnant woman who smelled, and Rashi points out there's on Yom Kippur. Also, the kamei de Rebbe, and some people came in front of Rebbe. Amar lehu, Rebbe said to them, zilu lechushu la diyoma de kippurehu, whisper to her that it's Yom Kippur today. Rashi says on that Gemara, and maybe the baby will calm down a bit. Gemara continues, L'chushu l'hu ve'ilisha. So they whispered to her, and she stopped craving. Kari alei, so Rebbe said about this fetus, calling a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Aleph pasuk, okay? B'term atzercha b'beten yidaticha v'gomer. Gemara's off, nafak mina, Rabbi Yochanan. From this woman came Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was this fetus who was able to be in tune with the Kedusha of Yom Kippur and was able to calm down the cravings of his mother. So we see all the way from the beginning, Rabbi Yochanan was very holy and was destined for great things. But really, the main Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan's greatness comes in Tainus, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. I won't read the Gemara, it's a bit of a longer piece, but basically, there were these two Talmidim, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, and they were learning, and they were both very poor, so they decided to go into business together, and they wanted to fulfill the pasuk of Efes ki lo yeh v'cha evyon, that there shall not be destitute among you. Rashi says, v'cha be'atzmecha, that there's an iser in the Torah, the pasuk in Dvarim in Perek Tosfot pasuk Tal and Parshas Re'eh, there's an iser in the Torah to be destitute, and you have to do your hishtadlus and try to make a parnasa. So they said, it's not working. We better go into business. So they sat by a wall. They were going to have some lunch or dinner, whatever time it was. And there were these two angels, and one said, let's push this wall over them. And the other angel said, no, we can't do that, because one of them, it's not yet his time. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Shavkinu, let's leave them alone. Because there's one of them that his time is going to come. Rabbi Yochanan Shama, Ilfa lo Shama. And Rabbi Yochanan heard this, but Ilfa didn't. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Ilfa, Ilfa, did you hear that? Ilfa's like, hear what? So Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, it must be that if I heard it, it must be talking about me, that I have this greatness that is yet to come. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Ilfa, Ihadar v'uke b'nafshai, ki lo yechtalav yom mikarvar. This pasuk appears a couple psukim after the one we quoted earlier. The pasuk says that the evyon, the destitute, shall never cease from the land. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ilfa, you go, and I'll stay in yeshiva, and I'll fulfill this pasuk. So that's what happened. Ilfa went on to his business ventures. Rabbi Yochanan went back to yeshiva. Adas Ilfa malach Rabbi Yochanan. And when Ilfa came back, Rabbi Yochanan was malach. Rashi says, Minuhu Rosh Yeshiva alayah, and they appointed him the Rosh Yeshiva. And Minagu Mishu Rosh Yeshiva, Imigalin Oso Mishalahen, Uma Ashirin Oso, Kedemrin Lagabe Kohen Gadol, Besifro Viyumo, that we see by the Kohen Gadol, brought down the Sifra, and in Gemara Yuma, Daf Yad Chesam and Aleph, that they elevated these people of high spiritual stature, and they made him rich. So Ilfa, he got whatever money he got from working, but Rabbi Yochanan got money from becoming Rosh Yeshiva. So you see that even in heaven, it was declared that Rabbi Yochanan would have this moment of greatness, and he is in tune to that. He heard the message. In fact, when I heard this Gemara from Rabbi Rosner Shlita, I forgot who he quoted, but he said, it can't be that that only Rabbi Yochanan heard it on Ilfa, because how could he fault Ilfa if he didn't hear it? So it must be that they heard it. Rabbi Yochanan was more in tune, whereas Ilfa was a bit more distracted, wanted to make a parnasa. Rabbi Yochanan was more in tune to the Ruchnius. So that is the beginning of Rabbi Yochanan. We see that Yochanan was always destined for greatness. And when we get to the first machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish that we're going to analyze, we'll see this plays a major role.